Well, good evening, welcome to the Plan and Zone Commission. Can I have the roll call, please?
Bennett?
Here.
Hart?
Here.
Kepler?
Here.
Peters?
Here.
Rafferty? Stoltenberg?
Here.
Here. Okay. We have minutes from the last meeting.
Mr. Chair, go ahead. Mr. Chairman, I move we approve the minutes of May 18th, 2016.
I'll second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to approve the minutes from the last meeting on May the 18th. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign, the minutes are approved. So again, welcome to the Plan and Zone Commission for June 15th, 2016. I see we have a number of folks in the audience tonight, so if you have input for a particular case at the appropriate time, I will acknowledge that and ask you to step to the podium at the back and offer your name and interest in the particular case. So we are a recommending body appointed by the City Council, and we address matters of zoning and replats and things of that nature. So with that, we will begin. Greg?
Mr. Chairman, we have three cases that are somewhat linked with the rezoning, final platting, and pier overlay district for Haley Heights 4th Edition. The area we're looking at is outlined here in yellow, and we have access coming up here along Addison and then 55th Avenue Court. We also have a 100-year floodplain that is FEMA outline, and essentially that incorporates or comes into somewhat portion of this area here. The proposed preliminary plat showed 25 lots. There are now 21. Also, we see that there is a connection here to Middle Road that in the new design has since been removed, and that has been amended. See the cul-de-sac here. There are potentially wetland issues here, and also some staff have examined this and felt that the connection was not necessary from this locale to Middle Road. This is your final plat right here, and each of these lots does meet with what we saw in the Villas at Glen Gevelin 4th Edition in terms of the lot width. You don't have any lots in this subdivision here that are proposed with a lot width that is smaller than any found in the Glen Gevelin 4th Edition. And then as well, all of the lot square footages surpass the smallest lots that are found in Glen Gevelin 4th, which is the other PR overlay district that is PR3, which is what is governing the lot layout for this particular subdivision. This is the plan, the development plan that is used as part of the PR overlay district process, similar to the site plan. It again shows some similarities with what would be a preliminary plat, but each of the particular units are shown here as detached single family, which is normally what you would see in an R3 district, is an attached single family, which essentially is a two-family dwelling unit. But similar to, the Glen Gevelin additions 3rd and 4th, we have, this is another concept that's been offered by the developer. When we go to the regs, and unfortunately these are maybe a little bit too small to read, but that's the way they were fed in. Again, PR overlay district, and then with the R3 here, and then the regs that govern the PR overlay district are what we consulted in looking at this development. Staff in reviewing this proposal would ask that condition number 5 regarding the cul-de-sac be removed from those conditions, and then that the rest of the conditions apply in our recommendation here that we put forth to you as a body. I would ask, are there any questions?
Questions from the commission? I have one, and it might be a small placeholder, Greg, and just maybe a typo per se, but on that sketch there, it shows just the shadow of the proposed dwelling on 14 coming across the setback line. That's just a placeholder, isn't it?
That would, yeah, if it's within the setback, it's going to have to be
moved back.
Moved back.
And so I understand as well, staff's okay with the change from the through street to the cul-de-sac?
I believe Mr. Connors can elaborate on that.
There were several things we looked at. Number one, we've got wetlands issues between where the cul-de-sac is and where Middle Road is. We always wish to disturb those as little as possible. Second thing is property within the boundaries of the street, the cul-de-sac, is zone C2. What I thought would be a bad precedence to set is have access to both the residential and the commercial from both Middle and 53rd. It would make it a thoroughfare for the commercial. This way we get to isolate the commercial a little bit more. I've already had discussions with the developer about providing some decent buffering when the commercial comes in from that residential. And the third thing is you can see that they redesigned that cul-de-sac and made it bigger, and they also made it a teardrop shape. And what that does is it allows a big tandem truck to come in with a regular size plow and plow it without having to use the cul-de-sac crew and the four-wheel drive pickup trucks and the little plows. So there were three things that we looked at and saw those all as a benefit by not connecting to Middle Road.
And the Outlot A, Haley Heights, third edition, is that a floodplain detention area that won't be developed? It's kind of at the end of the cul-de-sac there, adjoining Middle Road.
That can't be developed.
Yeah. So we've got a natural buffer there with the road.
Right.
And you've had the discussions. Were there any needs for notes on the plat regarding the buffer for the commercial?
We don't have our ordinance requirements developed yet for what our buffer zones are going to be, but I think we can, at the time they come in and develop the commercial, there'll be site development plan that we can make that comment at that time.
Okay. Others on the commission have questions with regard to this?
I have a question. It's more for my own educational purposes. Several of the documents refer to a 1% annual chance flood boundary. I know that's new terminology. Can you translate that for me, what that means?
It's just a different way of saying the 100-year flood zone.
Okay, that's what I thought. So we just dropped a couple zeros.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Anyone in the audience with regard to this case? Nobody in the audience? I'll return to the commission.
Preliminary plat first. Mr. Chairman, I move we approve case 16042, the preliminary plat for Haley Heights.
I'll second that.
Okay, we have a motion and a second.
Excuse me, Mr. Chairman. It's not the preliminary plat, it's the rezoning.
The
motion was made for a preliminary plat.
It says preliminary plat on the agenda, but the document itself
rezoning.
Says rezoning.
Thank you, Greg. Okay. 16042, correct, but the rezoning.
Right.
Okay. So the motion is to approve 16042 rezoning, which has been seconded. All those in favor of approving 16042, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. 16042 is approved.
And the final plat, case 16043, I move that we approve that.
I'll second. As submitted. And
which
I think
one
we deleted
that?
Number five.
It's the middle one. That's
was number five deleted in our, just for the clarification?
Oh, I don't believe it was in the packet. It was in the packet, so you have to make a motion.
You have to make the motion because it's in our packet. So that was in number five. Is it number five? Four. It's
okay.
A number five
so
for both
of them. So we're excluding staff recommendation number five.
Correct. And that's your second, Ann.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We have a motion and a second to approve 16043, subject to staff recommendations with the deletion of item five showing access to Middle Road from 55th Avenue. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. 16043 is approved.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case 16046, the development plan for Haley Heights Edition.
I'll second that.
Okay, we have a
also agree.
Yeah, and we're also going to say we have a motion and a second to approve 16046, subject to staff recommendations, including the deletion of item 5 showing access to 55th Avenue from Middle Road. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. 16046 is approved. Okay.
Great. Our next agenda item is the final plat for Old Hunter Woods 6th Edition. This is Criswell Street right here. Come up and then Still Creek Pass. You make your way back here to the site. And we looked at this one as a preliminary plat earlier last month. And you have Still Creek Pass and Woody Creek Lane taking you to these five lots. The preliminary plat was recently approved by City Council. And you have the five lots here in the subdivision, the last remaining five lots for the entire Old Hunter Woods series. Properties up here and here are owned by two different entities, so that you essentially are looking at the last of this subdivision, and then we'll have to wait and see what materializes afterward. But staff, in reviewing this proposal, recommended approval. I would ask, are there any questions?
Questions from the commission?
There aren't any changes from the preliminary plat, are
there? Not, there are none.
Are we okay from the turnaround spot because of the road, Grover Station? Do you have a hammerhead there to make your turns for the fire trucks and things, Chief?
No, it's fine. Normally, okay. If it's only one lot deep, we don't require the hammerhead.
Okay. Anyone else in the commission?
Good.
Anyone in the audience with regard to this case? No? Okay, we'll return to the commission.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 16-044, subject to staff recommendations.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to approve 16044, subject to staff recommendations. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. 16044 is approved. Okay, Greg.
Mr. Chairman, this proposal, and I believe I've already given you a letter that after I present what I do here, you can bring that forward regarding I guess this property owner's concerns right here. We have a replatting before us. Access comes up 39th Street and then comes down here through Creek Hill Drive. And this lot is sort of a remainder that was never developed by the person who originally had this concept for all these condominiums and these structures. And you have State Street down here just to give people an idea where this is at, in Duck Creek running right underneath State. This is what was originally shown as Creek Ridge Estates. In the area that we have lot number one, and then this whole area outlined in purple was lot two. And what the petitioner wants to do is take, and where the green line is, essentially take this piece and separate it from lot two of Creek Ridge Estates, creating Creek Ridge Estates second edition. This is the preliminary plat as it was originally shown for the entire large area, where you have Logan right here, and you have this portion right here. And as we go back a little bit, this is a pre-approved site plan for that section of what was going to be placed here. Three multifamily buildings with parking out front. And there have been shared accesses between that. You have the pool right directly over here. And this is approved back in 2006, this site plan. So the concept never came about in this area. This is the final plat right here, coming in down Creek Hill Drive, and then you have this area separated out. Here is the lot that is yet to be built on. The remainder of it, of course, is lot two. This is lot one now, or would be, of Creek Ridge Estates second edition. Staff, in looking at this proposal, would recommend approval with the conditions listed. There's a letter as well here that was presented to me yesterday, and you can, I guess, Mr. Chairman, present it. It's not really that long.
I'll introduce that for the record. It's written by Bruce A. Logan, dated 6/14/2016, sorry, regarding Creek Ridge Estates' proposed development plan. City Council, it is with great regret that we are unable to attend the City Council meeting dated 6/15, that would be the Plan and Zone Commission, due to prior commitments. With this in mind, please accept this the concept plan of development for the property and parcel recognized as Creek Ridge Estates, which is located directly behind the current facility of Logan Contractor Supply, Inc., which is at 4114 State Street. And that, I think you put the dot on that. There we go. Yep. Currently, and upon project approval, our intent and purpose is to expand into this parcel, providing us with much needed storage and parking space for our business to continue to prosper in the Bettendorf area. Currently, and upon project approval, our intent will be two phases. Phase one is to excavate and pave approximately one half of the land noted in the attachment. And it's the attachment, I wasn't clear on that, Greg. Was there a
attachment to this? There was not. We received nothing of a design.
Okay. Phase one is to excavate and pave approximately one half of the land noted in the attachment. This, again, will be primarily used for product storage, personnel, parking, and relief of congestion that is currently experienced. Project phase two, and upon approval, will be to further develop the balance of the property. This will consist of additional paving as well as the addition of a storage facility. Our belief is that this development can transition this parcel into a useful and productive area for our day-to-day business operation. Should there be any questions, please contact myself, Bruce at logancontractors.com, or our local contact, Shane at logancontractors.com. Respectfully submitted, Bruce A. Logan. So, Greg, can you comment, or staff, then, on a couple of things that I'm hearing, reading in this letter?
Mr. Connors has been talking with this individual in the past, and he can certainly give us more
just in particular, Bill, maybe it's kind of unclear, projected phase two, further develop, consisting of additional paving, additional storage facility, and the likes.
Yeah. Well, there are a couple of things I'd like to say. Number one, the original developer, Mr. Rod Varlick, of this entire residential development did pass a year or so ago, so the association has no need for this additional property now. They don't intend to develop it further. So what you're looking at today is whether to separate that lot from the remainder of the development. Mr. Logan has talked to us on numerous occasions. I have expressed to him that we don't make a policy of developing industrial expansion into existing residential areas. So he knows that. It sounds like he's determined to at least try. So that's the only comment I have for that.
Okay, and I do see some concern, obviously, with the fact that we would be taking that use up the hill adjacent to residential. Don't we have some pretty good grade changes in there as well?
There is. Yes.
There is. Okay.
But what's before us tonight is just the separation of the two lots.
Yes, can you elaborate a little bit more, Greg, on what is the reason to do this? What is the need to do it? If what I'm hearing you say is there's no development planned, why wouldn't we leave it the way it is?
Well, if I can answer that. The association pays taxes on it.
Mm-hmm.
They maintain it. They prefer not to do that in perpetuity. So if they can separate it off and sell it as a separate parcel, that's what they wish to do.
All right. So the purpose in separating
is to divest
themselves of that land.
That's correct.
Okay. And it belongs to the association.
It does, and we went through a little bit of back and forth, but did get a clarification from their attorney that it only took 75% majority to vote in favor of the separation of the property, and they had in excess of that.
Okay. All right, that helps me. Thank you.
And so we're only looking at a final replat. We're not addressing anything relative to zoning or site plan.
That's correct. I don't know why Mr. Logan sent his letter at this time. It really is not applicable.
And there's no implication that approving a replat would be tacit approval to be expanding the industrial into the residential zone.
That would require a rezoning, so another entirely separate process.
So effectively, if we were to approve this tonight, Bill, nothing will change except the lot lines.
Yes, that's correct.
Others in the commission.
Greg, one of your notes under the conditions, number 4, says one dimension is required to be changed for the lot boundary separating both lots. Can you just clarify what
this means? It's this dimension here. It says it's 53 feet. This area right there is 53 feet. That's more like, I believe it was like 17 feet. They repeated the same dimension as they had right here.
Oh, it's just an error that needs mm-hmm. to be corrected on the plat. All right. Thank you.
And that triangle, Greg, that's left to the west, if you will, of the proposed lot one, is that a separate owner then?
I think it may be. I can't remember who it is, but I believe it is.
There's an apartment on there. It's a separate owner.
Yeah.
There's a building there.
Yeah.
In here there is?
Oh, I guess there is.
Right there, yeah.
I believe that's owned by a different owner, at least from what I recall. It looked like Ed Spear Construction or something.
I believe, my last recollection, it's owned by Dave Delvecchio.
Anyone else on the commission? Anyone in the audience with regard to this case? Yes, sir.
Hello, my name is Jared Patowski. I'm a resident at one of the condos here at Creek Ridge. I ask that you do not approve this replot. When I made my investment in a property here, I intended that it'd be looking out over other living residential areas. I believe it's pretty clear from Mr. Bruce Logan's letter that this intention is just part of the process to make this a more of an industrial area. And I think I feel like that's seriously gonna hurt my investment in my home there. In addition to that, the line where it is, it's right along the pool. And it's, although it's unknown that this will be industrial, it's pretty clear that that's the intention. They already have plans written up for how they're gonna pave over part of it and store barrels and various other construction equipment, fuel barrels they already have in their current lot there. I believe just having that right next to where our pool is, I think it'll be a detriment to our investments in that area for residential area. In addition to that, you're right along the street, there's kids that live that are right back there every single day. So I think it's having that industrial aspect there, I think is a danger. Although I understand that this is not changing that to an industrial at this point, but it's clear that's the road this is going. So thank you.
Okay, thank you, Jeremy. Yes, ma'am.
My name is Doreen Youngberg, and I'm representing the Homeowners Association for Creek Ridge. And we have been working through the city, and we have, yes, met with Logan. Our primary purpose is not to further Logan's agenda, but is to help all of our homeowners. And we had 63 of 64 owners approve the replat process. We only had one owner that, as Jared said, he wants to protect his investment, and obviously we all want that. But again, in furtherance of the HOA's agenda and the other 63 owners in this association, all we want to do is separate ourselves from being responsible for managing whatever may be built on that lot when it is sold, because in our minds, we don't believe that the city ever would rezone it from heavy residential to light industrial. And that would mean potentially apartments or condos in a lesser quality, if you will, than what we currently have. So we don't want to have to manage that. If you do not approve the replat today, the Homeowners Association will be stuck with that, because that's all part of the lot and the way the legal declarations read for lot two. And our purpose is to cut that off, let the developers sell that off, because they're not going to develop it, and then we don't have to deal with anything other than our current 64 units. Any questions for me?
Yeah, I guess I would, Doreen. From the aspect of the 63 of the 64 that are in favor, is their understanding or impression that in likelihood it would be developed as residential and not end up in a commercial use?
The owners were present when a Logan representative was there at an owner, special owner meeting. They explained what they wanted to have done with it if they could get it rezoned. And majority of the owners are like in favor of that, rather than seeing more apartments like that are on 39th Street or something of lesser quality being built right next door. But again, in their mind, they were thinking that there would be a little more green space and a buffer between what Logan was planning on doing and our pool area. And whatever happens with it, when the developer sells that lot, which is their intention, we would prefer that it remain residential, obviously, because, you know, we can't control who buys it and what they build. But there was some deference to Logan because they could maybe leave us some green space in a buffer zone. But that's a whole nother bridge to cross once you decide if you want to do anything, if they request it be rezoned.
Okay, thanks for that extra information. Anyone else? Did you have anything else, Doreen?
No, I'm
thanks. Anyone else? Yes, sir.
Hi, my name is William Patterson. I have one of the condos in one of the first two buildings of the condos there, which are not part of the association that's trying to sell this. So we have our units there that have that green space across from us right now that we'd like to maintain, but we don't own those properties and we're not responsible for maintaining like they are. So I can see their point, but I don't want it industrial either. That is the last thing we want to see right there affecting our property values, as the first speaker was talking about, because those are directly across from us, where the new association has the pool, and they're all on the other side of the pool from where this plot is. So there is a natural separation from them, where this is directly across the street from our units.
Okay, thank you, William. Anyone else in the audience with regard to this case? No? Turn to the commission.
Maybe it would be a good idea to explain, if this was approved, the next steps that would be required to get it rezoned for the good of the audience.
And what the current zoning is, and what it'd have to go from what zoning to?
Oh, Christine.
Well, I believe currently it's, I don't know specifically if it's R4 or R5. It's R5. Rick.
Okay.
We'd have to go to at least an I-1 zoning to have the type of storage that Logan has currently at their site. Again, that probably not going to be something we're going to encourage, expanding light industrial into a residential neighborhood. And again, I have expressed that sentiment to Mr. Logan.
And that whole thing would come before this body again, as well as City Council. So yeah. It would be another opportunity to...
Yeah, and there's three readings to change a zoning designation at City Council, so, yeah. Then they'd have to come back and do site development plan. It would come before this body and then go before City Council. So there's a lengthy process before anything happens with the property.
Even if this was to be developed as it's currently zoned, you'd have multifamily residential butting up against industrial.
Right.
So regardless of how it develops, that could potentially happen somewhere.
Right.
But it'd be more of a multifamily apartment st- style.
Right.
Which is better.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone else on the commission? I would entertain a motion then.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 16-045, subject to staff recommendations.
A second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to approve case 16-045, subject to staff recommendations. Any discussion on the motion or second? I do. So I think based, Bill, on what you said, and I think it's pretty clear from the sentiment you probably can read from the commission tonight, that I do hear, Doreen, what you're saying, and it makes perfect sense to divide that lot out with the ultimate goal of having not to carry that burden for the rest of the homeowners. That being said, I think the chance of us as a commission approving the extension of a industrial type use deeper into residential territory is slim to none. I don't see it in cases in the city where we've already got it existing, we have to deal with it. But I don't think this body would want to create it again if it's not already existing. So for that purposes, I'm going to approve it with the strong indication that I would have personally no interest in rezoning it to create a deeper problem. All those in favor of case 16-045, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. 16-045 as a final plat is approved. Okay. And that takes us to Bill.
Your Honor, subsequent to your last meeting, your recommendation of the approval by the City Council of Old Hunter Woods 6th Edition Preliminary Plat, that was approved, as we did state to you at the last meeting, the site development plan for 2255 Falcon Avenue was going to be held one council cycle. It went to the Zoning Board of Adjustment, and it would, the parking variance for along the south side of Falcon was approved, so it will go to this next council meeting for consideration.
Okay, great. Thanks for the update, Bill. And I guess anything else for the good of the order this evening? If not, we're adjourned. Thanks.